is a stand-up on top for my right. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Welcome to Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figueroa of the law firm of Figueroa & Associates for a free, no-obligation legal consultation on issues such as immigration, personal injury, bankruptcy, divorce, family law, estate planning, wills and probate, deed transfers, civil rights, criminal defense, workers' compensation, and taxes, both individual and business. Call us at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Wow, relationships. COVID-19, a change in how we work at home. They have all changed our lives. We are in closer proximity to our loved one. Because of that close proximity, sometimes we get into disputes. And those disputes could escalate. And that is part of the reason we are seeing an increase in divorce matters. So simple arguments became more serious. And then we go back and forth on the arguments. We say things that we shouldn't say. It could become physical. And most time it is mental. So whether the abuse is physical or mental, those divorces are normally done on the grounds of cruel and inhumane treatment. Obviously, one of the issues that may cause cruel and inhumane treatment is adultery. So if one of the spouses is having an affair, obviously that's a big issue. Also, interaction with children. They're beautiful when they're 2 years or younger, they don't talk. From the time the children start communicating and when responsibilities for both parents increase, especially if the children may be special needs, autistic, we find that parenting becomes, for some people, more burdensome. And again, that might create disputes in the relationship. Some people just decide, okay, I'm gone. That's called abandonment. And you could get, and that ground for divorce is done within a year. If your spouse leaves the home, then you could, you know, the grounds for divorce there is abandonment. For those who stay together, your wife might decide to sleep in the other bedroom because in most relationships, constructive abandonment, where a spouse stops having sex with the other spouse, most times I would say it's the wife who no longer wants to sleep with the husband because he committed adultery, because he might have been physically or verbally abusive. These are some of the issues in relationships as we go to grounds for a divorce. Also, what the law introduced in 2010 was what we call irreconcilable differences. Meaning, look, you know, it's 6 months, we're not getting along, we go on our own way. In recent times, the laws have changed again, where cruel and inhumane treatment can be considered in equitable distribution. So before, it didn't impact between 2010 and currently, but now onwards, it can impact equitable distribution. So that change in law is important stand. These issues also determine who gets custody of the child. Most times, it's women, you know, that get custody of the children. But custody means also that she is going to receive child support. So what the test is what is in the best interest of the child. So if there's arguments, if there's adultery, if there's cruel and inhumane treatment. These are issues that contribute to the innocent spouse getting custody of those kids. So we have to be very careful as parents not to bring children into the war that is occurring between both spouses, because obviously it's not in the best interest of the child, but also you could lose custody of the child to that other spouse. And the financial consequences is that you're going to pay child support. If it's one child, it's 17% of your salary. If it's two, it's 25%. If it's three, it's 29%. If it's four more, it's 35%. Not that it is sufficient, obviously, to maintain the child, because sometimes, obviously, spouses have very low salaries. And that's another issue which could force the custodial parent to get some form of public assistance. The assets that are normally you have in a marriage is obviously the marital home, pension plans, savings, businesses. These are some of the common assets that you have in marriages. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Give us a call. One of the issues also that we didn't mention is obviously grandparents. They have special, obviously, needs. They may want to see those kids. And because of that parental war, they may be obviously lack the kind of rights that a parent have. But what is grandparents' rights? We could talk about that. Also, if any of the children are autistic, depending on the spectrum, you might have that to take care of that child for life. What are the parents' responsibility in those situations? Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Give us a call at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or go to our website, Figueroa & Associates, Ask the Lawyer website, www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Thank you.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our free paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figueroa & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get a free estate planning consultation on wills, living trusts, and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
The best way to avoid serious illness from COVID-19 is for you, your kids, and older family members to get vaccinated and boosted, and to wear high-quality masks. Stay protected, New York. To learn more, visit nyc.gov/vaccinefinder or call 877-VAX4NYC.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night.
Sleep well, knowing that you have the law firm of Figaro & Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figaro & Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figaro & Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figaro & Associates, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figaro & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning. Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figaro & Associates will protect you. Figaro & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figaro & Associates today for a free consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figaro & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your free consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers, and comprehensive immigration reform is necessary. It is vital to the U.S. economy as a whole, to obviously the various localities in America. And hey, when is the U.S. government, obviously in particular the Republicans, going to address comprehensive immigration reform? It seems like if they have surrendered to China, to Canada, to Germany, to France, and other countries who are luring smart people to their countries. When we talk about smart people, we talk about people who apply for H-1B visas. These are people who are professionals, for the most part, in the various sciences, technology, jobs that are critical to Silicon Valley, to Wall Street, that will help in the economic development of America. These people graduate from colleges here with degrees, and they are in high demand. So students come from all over the world, the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America, Asian countries, Western European countries, and these are smart people, and we want to keep them. How do we keep them? Well, as an F1 student, you get OPT or STEM. And you could stay here a year or two. But we need these people to stay longer, and that's where the H-1B visa comes in, where you get permission to work for at least 3 years, and you could then renew for another three. And if a job petitions for you for a green card, you could renew indefinitely 3 years, 3 years, and another 3 years until you get that green card for yourself, your spouse, and children under 21. So that's a partial legalization, and the quota, which is 100,000, if I'm not mistaken, it is too low. Bill Gates and other technology firms have argued before Congress to change it, and it hasn't changed. Comprehensive immigration reform could do so. People with PhDs could self-petition, and we also look at the H-2B section, the on-skilled labor. That quota of 50,000 has to be increased. And those are for businesses normally where Americans do not want to work. You obviously have farm workers, visas, employment work permits that obviously we have to look at that category too. Family-based petitions take too long. Whether it be brother-sister petitions that take 12 years for most countries, but 25 years for the Philippines, India, or China, that is ridiculous. So if you're going to tell people, do not come to the U.S., do not try to come here as a visitor or at the border and overstay, legalize immigration, the family-based petitions, etc., need to be streamlined. To streamline, we need to remove backlog. We need to reduce the time that it takes to process. The Trump administration, KKK, Russian Trump, slowed down the process. We also have to look at people who came here without inspection that may need a provisional waiver. At this time, children could get their provisional waiver. Spouses could get their provisional waivers, but not parents. So we would like provisional waivers to be afforded to parents who come to this country. Their children become a U.S. citizen, but because they came to the U.S. without inspection, they cannot get a provisional waiver like spouses and children. So the immigration law has to be reformed to be more humane. We will also like to see the reintroduction of 245I. That is a law that expired April 30, 2001. Why would we like to reintroduce 245I? Because it was a law where if you paid a $1,000 penalty and you had a petition pending, instead of leaving the U.S., you could get your green card in the U.S. as opposed to getting a provisional waiver. And that money, that $1,000, could go to immigration services. When that law was in effect and it ended April 30, 2001, immigration was getting over $300 million a year. It makes sense, rather than having people get a provisional waiver, travel outside the U.S., buy plane tickets, buy hotel accommodation if they have no more family in their home countries, take that money. If it's a $1,000 penalty, why not increase it to $2,000? Then the income for immigration could be $600 million or more. That is money the Immigration Naturalization Services at the time use for border security. So anytime government has to spend money, where does that money come from? So an intelligent, thinking, rational human being would say, when you put these penalties in place at different amounts, which replaces other costs that the applicant will have, it means that we could be more secure at our borders, whether at the Mexican border, Canadian border, or at the airport. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. Yes, we need comprehensive immigration reform. Other areas of immigration that could be helpful is in the EB-5 sector. That's where if you invest $500,000 or $1 million, the investor, the investor's spouse, and the investor's children under 21, they will get a temporary green card for 2 years and then a permanent green card if they employ 10 Americans. That's good law. It's a process that is needed now because of the economy and the number of small businesses that are going out of businesses. We would like small businesses who are either starting or in business already and they want to expand, give us a call. Let's explore the EB-5 sector. Do you need $500,000 or $1 million in your business? We will work with you to have an EB-5 approvable business plan, or for people who want to invest in a regional center. That's a huge investment program with immigration and other businesses throughout the U.S. We could work with you. That is one area that KKK, Russian Trump, was very excited about because he could have gotten capital for his wife's business that she had when she imported her own products from China. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. And when our leaders talk, sometimes what we have to do is look at what they do as opposed to what they say. He didn't like vaccines, he took vaccines. He didn't like EB-5, but he wanted his wife to get EB-5 investors. That's KKK, Russian Trump. Do as I say, not as I do. This is how a lot of rich folks act, especially Republicans who seem to be from another planet, hopefully not Pluto. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. Yeah, Pluto is one of my favorite planets. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Those of you who run a church or any religious organization, you could bring religious workers to the U.S., workers who perform only religious work. Not cleaning the church, not repairing the church, but religious services and other things associated with the church. That visa gives 10,000 green cards a year to the religious leader, the religious leader's spouse, and the religious leader's children under 21. So if you have a religious organization and you want to bring experts in that religious field to the country, give us a call. The number to call is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. We will want to see your 501c3 approval as a religious organization, your financial statements. You don't have to pay taxes as a church, but you'll have to see your financial statements either reviewed or audited. We will also want to get your membership in your church and other documents that we will request from you when you come in for our free consultation. The number to call again is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. For those of you who are organizing concerts and you have, you know, artists that you want at your concerts, we look at the P visa, P1, P3. We have the O visas. It's like the alphabet in terms of letters, O, P, R, various visas. Give us a call. Any business need that you may have in terms of bringing international workers, we could assist. The number to call, the number to keep is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845, or visit our website at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. On our website, we have information about our free paralegal program, and there's a link to that program and to our Chamber of Commerce, the New American, African American, Hispanic American Chambers of Commerce. Please visit Ask the Lawyer at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Call your congressional representative, call your senator. There are two senators for each state. Call them. Let them know that you support comprehensive immigration reform and the reinstatement of 245I because it is good for immigrants and it is good for the security of our blessed country, the United States of America. Peace.
Do you have a problem with the IRS? Let us take care of your taxes. We are the experts. We settle IRS and New York State tax debt. Stop IRS collections. We do tax preparation for individuals and businesses. Stop wading through tax records. Stop fretting about filing your income tax returns. Stop making costly mistakes. Stop using a tax program in a box that cannot represent you in an audit. You don't have to go it alone. There's hope. The professional tax law firm of Figaro and Associates. Call us now. Call 855-6-TAX-GUY or 855-682-9489. That's 855-682-9489.
Are you a landlord with a tenant from hell? Are you a tenant with a slump landlord? You have rights. Don't take matters in your own hands. Let us handle matters for you legally. Call the law firm of Figaro and Associates today for a free consultation. Call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Remember, the lawyer you hire does make a difference.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well, knowing that you have the law firm of Figaro & Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figaro & Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figaro & Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figaro & Associates, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figaro & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
When should you seek a workers' compensation attorney in New York? Most people seek an attorney when their claims are denied or they're receiving improper treatment for their injury. There are other reasons why you should speak to an attorney today, and I'll name a few. You should seek a workers' compensation attorney when your injury happened at work, but a third-party vendor, rather than your employer, is responsible. You should also speak to an attorney if a defective product caused your injury, making you potentially eligible to file a claim for product liability against its manufacturer. You should also speak to an attorney if you're the victim of toxic exposure, such as asbestos. You should also speak to an attorney if your employer knowingly violated the law and required employees to work in unsafe conditions. And you should speak to an attorney if you work for a very small employer who doesn't carry workers' compensation insurance. For a free case evaluation, call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Remember, the lawyer you hire does make the difference.
Hello, my name is Deandra Archibald, and I'm an attorney. I practice workers' compensation law, and I have some information for you today. If you work in some type of employment that requires you to do something repetitively, you may have a workers' compensation claim. Typically, we tell employees to file this claim when they're close to retirement. The claims include hearing loss claims if you work in a noisy environment, such as working with New York City Transit Authority, if you work on the trains, if you work in a construction site and you've been a laborer for a very long time, if you work in play setting or, you know, in movie operations and you've had to do repetitive lifting, even as a typist, you're typing repetitively, all of these things can cause injuries over time. With hearing loss, a hearing loss claim, even if your employer provided you with hearing protection and gave you regular hearing tests on the job, some employers give you a hearing test every year, every 2 years, even if that was the case and they never told you you had hearing loss, once you've retired, if you've noticed that you've had hearing loss once you're removed from the job, the waiting period is 90 days. By the way, you have to be removed from the noisy environment for 90 days for your hearing to level out. You can go and get tested. If you do have some sort of hearing loss, you can be compensated for that under workers' compensation law. If you work in a sedentary setting where you type all day for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, and you develop carpal tunnel syndrome, or what they call tennis elbow, that also can be compensated. So if you lost any range of motion or you've developed some type of injury to that body part because of this repetitive stress, then you can also be compensated. You will receive a settlement check by filing for workers' compensation. So if you believe that you've worked in a job for a period of time and you do repetitive activities in that job and it may have caused you pain, if you work in a job where you need to walk a lot. Say you work in transit and you have to walk on uneven surfaces on the tracks, or in a delivery service type of setting where you're constantly on your feet going from door to door, or in a construction setting where you are also walking on uneven surfaces or climbing up ladders or crouching. You may develop plantar fasciitis. You may develop issues with your knees, other issues with your feet. You may develop back pain. You never know. All of these things are called occupational disease claims, okay? They're called repetitive stress injuries also because they can happen over time and they are also compensable. You can get your medical treatment paid for the rest of your life for these injuries, and you may also be eligible for a settlement check. So if you think that your job may have caused some long-term issues due to your day-to-day activities, give us a call. We can walk you through it and find out if this is a compensable claim. The telephone number to call is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Give us a call today.
Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figaro and Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
Do you have a problem with the IRS? Let us take care of your taxes. We are the experts. We settle IRS and New York State tax debt. Stop IRS collections. We do tax preparation for individuals and businesses. Stop wading through tax records. Stop fretting about filing your income tax returns. Stop making costly mistakes. Stop using a tax program in a box that cannot represent you in an audit. You don't have to go it alone. There's hope. The professional tax law firm of Figaro and Associates. Call us now. Call 855-6-TAX-GUY or 855-682-9489. That's 855-682-9489. Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figaro and Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a free consultation, call the law firm of Figaro and Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figaro and Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figaro and Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figaro and Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figaro and Associates, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figaro and Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of Figaro and Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions and hey, we got answers. My education is broad and it is deep. A master's in economics, a bachelor's in accounting, a law degree in 2.5 years, a certificate in banking, and hey, a quarter century out here in Brooklyn, New York. Brooklyn, my favorite place. Hey, this is Ask the Lawyer. And one of the areas that we have to be cognizant of is wills, trusts, and estate planning. Yes, we can do will, trust, and estate planning. And a lot of times we think, okay, we just own one home, or we don't even own a home. Or we might have just one child and not even married. Or we might be married with a lot of kids, own a home, have our pension plans, our savings. How do we move that from one generation to another? And the boss in the family, the mother, she lives longer than the father. And when you live longer, obviously, one of the big issues is dementia. One of the big issues is some sort of physical incapacity. So what happens if your mother or your father have early dementia? What happens if they have physical issues, you know, maybe cancer, maybe diabetes, and they have a shorter life expectancy? What can we do? What should we do? And these are the issues that families have. We know that obviously, COVID-19 exacerbated these issues. People were dying without a will. People were having long stays in the hospital, and critical decisions had to be made. So when we talk about wills, trusts, and estate planning, it's not just writing a will. It is also doing a living will. Who's going to be a healthcare proxies? Doing a power of attorney in case, obviously, that person is incapacitated. And what powers should we give? And do we have one or more persons acting as that power of attorney? So these are the life issues that we discuss when we do what? Wills, trust, and estate planning. Also, what is important is there anyone, not only with dementia, but is autistic? Is there a child that has special needs? These issues come up over and over and over again, and we have to plan for it. When do we do a trust? When do we transfer an asset to the trust? When do we start funding the trust? Why have a trust as opposed to a will? And a will is like, what I call it, is a cleanup, because you don't want to transfer too many assets via your will. These are complicated questions with complicated answers. And at Figure & Associates, we are equipped to give you that advice, especially with the broad background that I have in law, economics, and financial planning. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. We can help your family plan better for the future. Whether you're married, single, divorced, we can work with you. Whether you have many assets or minimal assets, we can help you plan. We have ideas that we will share with you and other professionals that we could refer you to. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. And talking about incapacities, one of the ways that we may be incapacitated may be from an auto accident, a train accident, a slip and fall. Whilst that might be personal injury, there may be workers' compensation aspects of it. And more importantly also, it have wills, trusts, and estate planning issues also. So if you have been injured and you need someone to give you the proper advice as to how you proceed in these areas, and how it one area of law impacts the other, that's our advantage when you hire us for your personal injury claim. Not only would we be preparing that case for you and getting the best settlement possible, and those settlements are based on your injury. Obviously, some people have what we call whiplash. Those cases are not worth much. And obviously, what the insurance company want to pay vis-a-vis damages is lost wages and how serious is that injury on your ability to work and the lesser ability to help yourself? Did it impact other family members that should get some sort of compensation also? So when we meet and we talk personal injury issues, we talk about damages, we talk about the medical attention that you need and how you're going to pay for it, and we talk about possible settlements that we do research on so that people wouldn't have unrealistic or unsubstantiated claims and don't understand the process. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. You could come by yourself, you could come with your family members, and we encourage, obviously, people coming with their family members, their close family. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. We do consultations via the phone, and we do it also in the office. And because, obviously, we are now coming out of the pandemic, we are doing more consultations, actually, in the office whenever you request it. The number to call, the number to keep is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Our website also is www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. We are an experienced and compassionate law firm. We do proper evaluations of your case, and we will be truthful with you about what the outcome of your case can be and what the value of that case can be. Thank you.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figueroa & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get a free estate planning consultation on wills, living trusts and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Do you have a problem with the IRS? Let us take care of your taxes. We are the experts. We settle IRS and New York State tax debt. Stop IRS collections. We do tax preparation for individuals and businesses. Stop wading through tax records. Stop fretting about filing your income tax returns. Stop making costly mistakes. Stop using a tax program in a box that cannot represent you in an audit. You don't have to go it alone. There's hope. The professional tax law firm of Figueroa & Associates. Call us now. Call 855-6-TAX-GUY or 855-682-9489. That's 855-682-9489.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a special guest, Mr. Liebert McBean, who is a licensed insurance producer in the state of New York. Welcome. Good to have you here with us.
Thank you so much, Pearl. It's a pleasure being here.
You're very welcome. So, we have some very important information to share. We're going to be talking about life insurance and protecting one's legacy. So, let's begin with what is life insurance and why is it so important, especially during COVID-19, the pandemic?
Okay, so life insurance is potentially a versatile tool for protecting your future and for the future of your family, in that it can serve as mortgage protection, it can serve for final expenses, it can also serve as income protection, college protection, and a lot more. It is very, very important, especially in middle-income and low-income families. We ought to understand that life insurance is very, very vital. When you take into consideration the average cost of raising a child for the year up to, well, the average cost up to age 18 is approximately $267,000. That's about $14,800 per year per child. So, of course, we want to make sure that you know, there's something to protect your loss of income, mm-hmm. because you want to protect your surviving loved ones from the consequences of the loss of a deceased person's income. And by having a life insurance, it can serve as a very important tool there. So it is necessary for everyone, even the rich buy life insurance, and the poor should get life insurance.
Okay, so what are the different types of life insurance that are available?
There are very many different types of life insurance, and we must bear in mind that they serve their purpose. However, two main types is term life and whole life. The term life insurance is a very good insurance to have too, but as it speaks, it's a term, mm-hmm. which therefore means money will be paid out, but the money that is paid out must pay out, you must die within the term. So if you live longer than the term, you either gonna have to cancel it or renew it, or pay more money to renew it. And so when you check the record, it will tell you that term life insurance, only 1% is paid out. Reason for that is that most people outlive it. And because they outlive it, to renew it then is gonna cost a lot more. And sometimes they start getting sick, they start having diabetes, high blood pressure, and all that kind of stuff. On the contrary, the whole life insurance is permanent insurance. It takes care of you all throughout lifetime. It never expires. It costs more than term life because it carries more benefit. And by having a whole life insurance is like protecting or insuring your insurance with insurance, if I may say so. Insuring your insurance with insurance. That simply means if your term life runs out and you also have a whole life, then you're still protected. So a whole life and a term life are the two types of it that's available.
So you mentioned benefits of insurance. Can you just give us like about three examples?
One of the benefits is for like protecting your income. You can have what is called an income protection, meaning that if you are working and the spouse, the both persons are working, the husband, the wife, and one passes, then there's one income coming in. You want to maintain the family's lifestyle for a little while until they settle. The insurance can provide what is called an income protection, in that it can provide you with up to at least 5 years of your income, your yearly income, so the family can still, you know, maintain their lifestyle. Another benefit, it can also serve as a collateral. You want to buy a house or so, your life insurance is a collateral. Another benefit also is that it can help towards your children's college fund, especially in the case of an accidental death, because no one is ever prepared that much when there's an accidental death. So in the event of an accidental death, there can be money provided to take care of your children's education so their college dreams does not go up in smoke. So these are some of the benefits. And well, the main one, of course, is that you're leaving something behind for your final expense and to ensure the family can at least survive.
Okay. Now how does illnesses affect one's ability to get life insurance?
It affects it in the sense that you become more of a liability to the insurance company than an asset. Because based
on...
So
they only want healthy people?
It's not that they only want healthy people. There are people who have illnesses who get insurance. But you stand a better chance of getting more coverage and a faster approval if you are healthy. So while you're healthy, it's the best time to try and get as much insurance as possible, because if you get it when you're healthy and you get sick afterwards, it doesn't affect you. Your insurance is still in place. If you are sick, you will still get insurance, but maybe not the amount of coverage you would like to have, and maybe not the amount of money you would like to spend. It will cost you more.
So, Mr. McBean, you've provided some really great information here. How can one contact you if they need to meet with you to discuss their individual situation and to find out the best insurance for their family?
Sure. Thank you so much for asking. We can be contacted at 855-682-9484. That's 855-682-9484. Let us talk and let us see if you qualify. Let's see what you qualify for. The number once again, 855-682-9484.
Thank you so much.
Thank you too.
This segment was brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise, or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com.
to advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication for freelance assignments to distribute at your business, please visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988.
Hello, my name is Michael Walks, and I'm a student of the Chamber's Paralegal Certificate Program. And here's why you should be one as well. They are trusted professionals and have proven results over 20 years of experience. And the practice areas are included but not limited to civil rights, personal injury, workers' compensation, social security, disability, immigration, matrimonial, and a variety of other areas, which you will obtain a quality education as well as I am right now. So for more information, please go to www.freeparalegal.org. That's www.freeparalegal.org or call 718-722-9217. That's 718-722-9217.
The Chamber Coalition, which comprises the New American Chamber of Commerce, the African American International Chamber of Commerce, and the Hispanic American International Chamber of Commerce, wants you to succeed. We can help you start your business, grow your business, get money for your business, certify your business, and take your business to the next level. The Coalition also offers professional seminars and workshops to help you develop as an individual. March is Women's Month, and we have a Women's Leadership and Wellness Program designed just for you. The first session starts on March the 17th and looks at executive presence and how to elevate your style. It also covers unleashing your superpower, looking at developing a lifestyle of healthy living based on a whole food and plant-based diet. On March the 24th, we look at leadership. Lead like a boss. So it's, I'm not a bossy, I am the boss. And also, we look at caring for yourself while caring for others, looking at self-care and stress inoculation. If you are interested in this program, go to www.nacc.nyc. That's www.nacc.nyc. On March the 22nd, we have our Paralegal Certificate Program Orientation. This program is great if you are looking to become a paralegal, you are a paralegal and you want to refresh, upgrade your skills, or you want to enter law school if you are a business owner, or if you just want to understand your rights. For more information and registration, go to www.nacc.nyc. That's www.nacc.nyc. The Chamber Coalition also offers free small business consultations. You can call us at 718-722-9217. That's 718-722-9217. Or you can visit www.nacc.nyc. That's www.nacc.nyc, where you can schedule an appointment through our calendar on the website. And in the words of Darren Hardy, success means having the courage, the determination, and the will to become the person you believe you were meant to be. Let us help you on your journey to success.
Are you a landlord with a tenant from hell? Are you a tenant with a slump landlord? You have rights. Don't take matters in your own hands. Let us handle matters for you legally. Call the law firm of Figaro and Associates today for a free consultation. Call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Remember, the lawyer you hire does make a difference.
This is where we come towards the end of our show. We want to thank you so much for joining us. Remember, this is your opportunity for a free no obligation legal consultation on absolutely any legal issue or concern that you may have. Whether you need that first opinion, that second opinion, that 100th opinion, it's a free, no obligation legal consultation. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. And you can call us on issues such as immigration. If you want to petition for a parent, a child, a spouse, a sibling, if you want to file for citizenship, if you want to file for citizenship and you have an arrest, you need to get a consultation with the attorney, as certain arrests are deportable offenses and we do not want you to find yourself in deportation. Matrimonial issues, child support, child custody, divorce, prenup, postnup, estate planning, deed transfers, workers' compensation, bankruptcy, personal injury, we are in the slip and fall season, medical malpractice, if you went into the hospital with 10 toes and you came out with 8, call us 855-768-8845, real estate, taxes, both individual and business. Whatever your legal issue or concern, call us right now, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. And we are in February, which is Black History Month. And I want to leave you with a quote from Amanda Gorman, which says, "There is always light if only we are brave enough to see it, if only we are brave enough to be it." Be happy, be safe, be well.
Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can...